With cancer, there are a lot of odds. Odds of chemotherapy working, odds of complications, odds of a full recovery. When Jude Kobler's chemo didn't work, his odds of survival dropped drastically.
They told us it's now more like a 20% survival rate now, as opposed to the 80%. So we didn't feel very good about that.
Jude's dad, Keith, and his mom, Boots, learned their 6-year-old would need a bone marrow transplant. This procedure is really tricky and extremely dangerous. But before preparation can begin, you have to find the right bone marrow donor. So let's start there.
One of the big challenges for us, being a mixed couple, with my wife being from the Philippines and me being Caucasian, trying to find a match would be very difficult.
How difficult? Well, there are around 16 million volunteer donors on the national Be the Match registry. Of those, just 3% identify as mixed race.
When it comes to minorities, about 7% are African American, American Indian 1%, Asian 7%.
Athena Asclepiadis is the founder of Mixed Marrow, a nonprofit that works to recruit donors. She's part Japanese, Italian, Egyptian, and Greek.
The issue with multiple race people is that we are the fastest growing demographic. So, we're going to run into a lot more patients of mixed race that are going to have, the need for a match that just isn't there.
For someone like Jude Kobler, it almost sounds like a lost cause, which is kind of amazing because Jude is named after the patron saint of lost causes, Saint Jude. And the Koblers, who are devout Catholics, did turn to prayer. Still, there was one hope, Joshua, Jude's only brother. Odds are 1 in 4 a sibling will be a match. After a blood test, the boy's mom, Boots, got the news.
Ah! I was like yelling.
I was overjoyed.
That's Joshua, who was 12 at the time.
I wanted to be able to help my brother somehow, but I really didn't know any sort of way that I could actually do that. And the bone marrow transplant for me was actually a really big opportunity to be able to try and do something for him that would be something long-lasting.
Now, I warned you that finding a donor is just the first step. Next, doctors had to take little brother Jude as close to death as possible. See, for Jude's system to accept the foreign bone marrow, his body needed to essentially be a blank slate. Jude's doctor, Patrick Levy, says preparation involves full-body radiation and megadoses of chemotherapy drugs.
Doses beyond which, unless you were to receive a bone marrow as a rescue, you would not survive.
Jude began with radiation. Twice a day, for 4 days, he was strapped to a bed that turned like a rotisserie to treat all sides of his body. And then a batch of drugs so toxic his parents couldn't touch him without gloves. Here's his mom, Boots, reading from the journal she kept.
December 19, 2010. This morning I accidentally touched the washcloth and I felt a burning sensation on my hand. So far, he is doing great. He is required to shower every 6 hours, 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 9 p.m., 3 a.m.
Eventually, Jude is sent into a special bone marrow transplant unit, in a place with strict isolation and specially filtered rooms. Dr. Levy says at this time, a patient is extremely susceptible to getting sick.
Having destroyed the body's immune system, now we can replace that with a new healthy bone marrow.
And 2 days before Christmas 2010, Jude's older brother Joshua checked into Children's in Dallas. He was whisked away on a gurney to donate his bone marrow. Their dad, Keith, recalls the scene.
So it was very odd to have, knowing that we had, one child upstairs that was very sick, and, here was his possible savior at that point downstairs, just about ready to go through the transplant. So it was a very emotional time and a very, there was a greatness to it, too.
A father's pride and fear, one son near death, the other a shot at deliverance. After a doctor drew out the bone marrow from 2 small incisions over Joshua's hip bone, the bright red liquid was placed into a bag and fed into Jude through an IV. Joshua says it was painful, but not too bad.
I remember the day that it happened when I woke up from the procedure. I remember that he was falling asleep, and like the only words that he had said to me before he fell asleep were just, "I love you." And then after that, we actually both fell asleep there in the same room.
The odyssey wasn't over, though. Jude had survived aggressive chemotherapy and radiation, even beaten the odds, and found a bone marrow match. Next, he'd have to face the complications of cancer, which would alter his body and his relationship with his brother. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.